It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the 18th chapter of Revelation, and we're going to begin reading with the fifth verse, but it's kind of where we got to. But I think we're going to back up and just begin with the first verse in reading today. And so please, that you open your Bibles, Revelation chapter 18, we'll begin reading with verse 1. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. And if you'd like to visit our website, that's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Let's begin reading now, Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. After these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that she receive not her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquity. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself, and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God which judges her. And the kings of the earth, who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in one hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise any more. And the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen, of purple and silk and scarlet and all tine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine linen and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and the souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusts after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in one hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company of ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried and weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea, and by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Now we're going to stop with that 19th verse. That was quite a bit of reading today. We really had to read that to get started on it. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer so we can begin this study. Father, we thank and praise you for your precious word. I just ask that you show us your power and your strength and your way and your will. Please just guide and lead us, dear Lord, if you would, please. We just ask for your direction, your wisdom. We want you to reach down and just snatch up that lost heart, the one that has never come by faith to you, that they'll trust in you today and walk with you. And those that are saved, please, dear Lord, that they serve you and walk you with you and praise you and honor you in all that they do. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This 18th chapter, again, we've kind of gotten ourselves down to about the 5th verse, but I wanted to just kind of remind us here as we are looking at this, after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen. Now, we look at what is taking place here, and it speaks often in these verses of Scripture, how much, verse 7, for instance, how much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously. Verse 5 says, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquity. And so as we look at this in the 4th verse, I just keep coming back here. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Now, we're looking at this, the woman that is riding on the beast. We'll find back in the 17th chapter there as we look from verse 8 to 18. And this woman that's riding on the beast is not pagan Rome alone, but a whole Babylonian system. But it sure includes Rome. Now, this beast that she's riding is the 7 heads and the 10 horns, but the woman, she is the mother of harlots and abominations, the Scripture tells us, the teacher of idolatry and false devotion. Now, when people worship as God that which is not God, but a god of their own making, that's the problem. And so as we look at these, and we'll continue to look a little closer, the beast she is riding, it says 7 heads, 7 mountains. This is where she sits, and this, of course, is Rome. And so we need to take a look at this, and I wanted to kind of look at those verses of Scripture first before we, those thoughts first before we started. And now we look at the 5th and 6th verse. Her sin have reached unto heaven. God hath remembered her iniquity. And now in verse 6, reward her even as she rewarded you. Double unto her, double accordingly. Now, so her sins has reached heaven. Remembered her iniquity. The sins are many. They're heaped up. They're reached to heaven. And so we know that during the day in Genesis chapter 11, verse 4, when they built the Tower of Babel, and we know that God had to confuse their speech, their language, because by them having a unity of one language, they continued to get more and more ungodly with their philosophy and their thinking. And so we need to see that and understand must make a complete break if they are to escape the plagues that will come. And we look at that in verse 4, and when it calls, it says, come out of her, my people. And so as these plagues are beginning to come, they were to come out of there. And we looked at that concerning Noah, when God called Noah and his sons into the ark, they needed to respond. They got in the ark. God shut the door, and the judgment started. And with Lot concerning Sodom and Gomorrah, same thing. Until Lot and his 2 virgin daughters were out, Sodom and Gomorrah, the fire and brimstone didn't come. But as soon as they were gone, it came. And so we kind of had this, have the same thing here. There's going to be a great judgment come at this time, and God calls them out. So come out, as the scripture says. Have no fellowship with her, for if you continue, you will share in the plagues, the scripture says. Judgment will not come upon Babylon till every person who has trusted in Christ is out, and they will be brought out. Now we're coming to the sixth verse again. Reward her even as she rewarded you. Double unto her, double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill it her double. That great whore has butchered and tormented for 3.5 years the saints of God. For that and for the destruction that she has caused since the Tower of Babel, that's how long, she will pay. How much will she pay? She will pay double, as the scripture tells us. Now on verse 7, how much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, I am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. This deliciously is a wantonness, an arrogance, a total luxury. Boy, do we see that today. It seems like that's so many places today, and we can sure find that in our government, can't we? Now, the 7th and 8th verse, we just read verse 7, let's read verse 8. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. What a tremendous step here. She will not only be judged for what she has done to the saints. Doing it to the saints, you see, is just like doing it to God Himself. She will be judged for what she is herself. And what she is prideful and arrogant, and her arrogance still remains in her heart. At this time, she will be degraded from her place of power and authority. The kings of Rome, the Roman world, has cast her aside. In spite of all that, sitting in ashes, she still holds her head up high. Her spirit is not broken. She is still the prideful, arrogant woman, rejecting to see the power and the authority of God, instead of repenting as the king of Nineveh, as he heard Jonah preach the gospel and the call for repentance, and he repented and sat in sackcloth and ashes, and all the people below followed. It's going to be just the opposite here, because this arrogant woman will not bow down to the authority and the power of God. Now remember who we've said that this is. Put all her strength into other gods. Say, no, they look at the Bible, they study the Bible. No, they look at the other Bible, I'm sad to say. And they have added to the Word of God so much that they have taken away the free gift of salvation by all the rules and the regulations that they require. The kings of the earth will weep over her, but they cannot help her. She still boasts, as the scripture tells us here in the seventh verse. I sit a queen. Listen to that. That's the way she stands. She has already fallen, yet she believes in her heart that she'll be raised up again. That's what she's looking to. I am not a widow, and that's another term there. In other words, I am not disgraced, I am not a widow. And then she even makes another strong statement, and she says, I shall see no sorrow. And we find that here in the end of the seventh verse. All those are in the seventh verse. And she said in her heart, I am a queen, I am no widow, I shall see no sorrow. All these things are just her arrogant attitude while she's sitting in ashes and everything that she has is gone. Utter destruction of the woman. The fire will make an utter end to Babylon with her ungodly system. You see, the devil never gives up. Just sits there in this arrogant fashion, even though she has been beaten and everything taken from her, still holds with that head up high and just an arrogant attitude. It continues here in verse 9, the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her. Remember, deliciously is that arrogant luxury, the wantonness that's a part of it, and they all have followed after her. They've committed this fornication and shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Verse 10, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. This lamenting, this weeping, this crying over the great Babylon comes to all. All will be affected by this downfall. The merchandise listed as having to do with Babylon is listed in 28 different articles, and they start first in is gold, and the last is souls, and you can find that in verse 12 down through verse 13. The very first one, we're going to talk about those in a few minutes, the merchandise of gold, silver, precious stones, but it starts with gold, and it ends, if you look at the end of verse 13, and slaves and the souls of men. So there's 28 different articles that are listed here that these merchants have, and it is it begins with gold and it ends with souls. Should be the other way around. Now, in verse, as far as priorities concerned, now this downfall will affect the whole commercial and social life of the world. They shared the glory. They shared the glory and the wealth of the woman. They all profited by her ungodly practices. They profited. So you see, they didn't love her. They profited by her, and that's all they cared about. This is not the 10 kings with the beast, the Roman Empire. They were united to destroy, in the process of destroying the woman. This Babylon, the evil Rome, the kings of the earth referred to here are the distinguished leaders in religion throughout the world. The kings of the earth stand in awe and in fear. They witness the awful destruction of the mighty system of evil. They enjoyed the luxuries of this false religion that they were a part of. You see, the first group was kings, religious leaders. The second group is the merchants, and we find them in verse 11 and from verse 11 through verse 13. Verse 11 tells us first, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. And then it goes down through the list of them, and let's just take a minute. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones, of pearls and of fine linen, of purple and silk and scarlet and all tine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory, all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. Great sorrow, because they loved the woman in the respect of the system, Rome. They fell in love with that. But because only of the money and the wealth to be had from her. And you'll see that many times in religions. Religions attract people because of the wealth that they can gain from it. And that is the only reason that these followed her, was because of the great wealth they could get. But now this is all gone. This is all finished. It's a variety of merchandise, and really it's involving the whole world system. So she not only controlled the religion of the day, but she had a strong hold on the commerce of Babylon. And we see that today. We see churches today going way beyond the preaching of the gospel and the teaching of the Word of God. They go on to owning and operating, and it's just a big business. It's commerce. This great trade of commodities are named here. Starts with the most important down to the least. Now, isn't that sad? The first, the most important, is gold. And the least, the last, is the souls of men. They just buy or trade them. This is broken down, as we read this, broken down into seven divisions. And the first is, and this is in verse 12 and 13, and so you can sure look at your Bibles and see. But the first is gold, silver, diamonds, rubies, pearls, you know, all the precious stones. The second list here is the fine linen. It's costly clothing. And the next is costly furniture. Much went into the church. Costly ointments of all kinds. That's the cinnamon, etc. Just extra things to make living more luxurious. We have the wine. And then you look and you see the horses and the chariots. And the final of the seven is souls of men. Souls of men. Many things have taken place. You pay money for your prayers to be lifted up. If you can't get enough for the living, so we pay for the prayers of the dead. We do that, don't we? The souls of men. It's so sad today that we have taken the simple Word of God. The Word tells us so simply and so clearly in Romans and John and so many different areas of Scripture that in order to attain salvation, you need to believe. Believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary and shed His blood there and rose again 3 days later. Believe He is your Savior, period. That's it. No works, no paying money. Now, we enjoy giving and tithing, but it's from the heart. It's not by command. It's because we desire to. We don't have to pray for prayers of the dead, because those are a waste of time. If you don't take care of your salvation here and now, it's too late after you've went into the next life. It's too late. That decision's already made, and you're in hell if you do not come by faith to Jesus. The church today, the church at this time that the Lord's talking about, and during this time of this tribulation period, it will be big business, it'll be big on politics, and it's going to be big on religion. And that's what we have, big. Big business, big politics, and big religion. In the end, this will all be world government, Babylon the beast. The world church, Babylon the woman. Two main powers. Look at verse 14. The fruit of thy soul lust after are departed from thee. All things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. This self-indulgence, this haughtiness, this pride, the church at that day, and it sounds like today, this is what she, Rome, loved. It was this pride. She loved money. But she had been cut down, you see. Everything that was important to her was gone. And in verse 14 here, it says, "And the fruits of thy soul lust after." Everything that was important to her is gone. The fruits of thy soul. Instead of enjoying the fruit of the Holy Spirit, they loved the fruits of things dainty, shiny, and big and gaudy, goodly, bright and shining. All is gone. Find them no more at all, the Scripture says. This 15th verse, we see the merchants crying and wailing, much like the kings, the religious leaders. But there is one difference. The kings cried out, "In 1 hour is thy judgment come." Lament for him. Lament for her, our leaders. Our leader is gone, and we see that back in the 9th verse. The kings of the earth who have committed fornication, have lived deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. The kings cried out, "In 1 hour is thy judgment come." The merchants cried out, "In 1 hour so great a riches is come to naught." Is come to naught. Everything is gone. The merchants are thinking only of the gain, the riches that they have enjoyed from and through this religious system set up by the woman, this great whore, Rome. We see it today everywhere. Do we remember what Jesus said? Well, let's take a look back in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, or where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Where was the heart of the kings? Where was the heart of this great whore, the woman? Where is the heart of man today? It is all tied up in riches. And where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. If your heart is set upon God's love and desire to serve Him and praise Him, then and only then will you rejoice. Because if your heart is set upon the treasures of this earth, they go away. You can't take them with you. The next life, you'll suffer with the fires of hell if you choose not Jesus today. And we're going to read very quickly here, just a couple of verses, because we're out of time, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour so great a riches has come to naught." Is come to naught. And we're going to begin there next time we get together. It is so wonderful today to enjoy this time. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ. You trust Him today. You serve him today. But you have to come by faith to him. Please. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?